from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a U.S. Senate candidate in New Jersey is blaming lack of food for nearly passing out during a debate Sunday at Rider University. GOP Senate candidate Curtis Bashaw froze and clutched his lectern in the middle of talking while debating Democrat Andy Kim, who went over and asked if he was okay. Bashaw told him he was okay and later said he was campaigning all day and never got a bite to eat. In an effort to curb black bear encounters with New Jerseyans, a measure is being pushed in the state legislature that would crack down on the unintentional feeding of them. While there's currently a law on the books against that, the Animal Protection League of New Jersey describes it as, quote, ambiguous, and the enforcement as, quote, poor.
It closes a loophole in the current law. So this would prohibit unintentional feeding, like basically people leaving out their garbage, people leaving out unattended bird feeders, overflowing with bird seed, which attracts bears to residential neighborhoods.
That was the league's legal director, Doris Lynn, who supports the bill. First offenders would receive a written warning. For subsequent offenders, they could face fines up to $1,000. An important deadline is approaching for New Jersey voters ahead of this November's election.
October 15th is the voter registration deadline. In New Jersey, voters must be a U.S. citizen and a resident of the same county for 30 days before the election. 17-year-olds can register but cannot vote until turning 18. Voter registration can be done online or by filling out a paper registration form. In New Jersey, early voting runs October 26th through November 3rd. Election day is November 5th. As of the June primaries, New Jersey had 6.6 million registered voters. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And New Jersey's largest city is applying for more federal pro-housing grant money. Newark has already been granted $4 million for communities that have worked to remove unnecessary barriers to building affordable housing. Newark wants more, though. The city is holding a public hearing regarding the application this Wednesday at City Hall. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. And what will the weather be like tomorrow? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Okay, everyone.
New Jersey 101.5, it's 11:03. It's time for fast traffic.
Northbound Parkway Express lanes, the stall was cleared past Cheesequake service area. Farther up the line, road work closing the off-ramp at 137 in Cranford, and then more road work northbound from 150 up to 153. 1 and 9 northbound local lanes in Newark are still jammed up from Wilson Avenue to Roanoke Avenue because of the closure of the northbound express lanes for construction. That's from North Avenue all the way up to the Skyway. And the Turnpike southbound, still with that stall in the car lanes, it blocks the right lane north of Interchange 9. In East Brunswick, the southbound truck lanes are fine. The northbound car lanes are closed for road work, and you still have construction north on the western spur near 18W, but those delays have cleared for now. Not the same can be said at the George upper level leaving New Jersey. 25-minute delays. Three lanes are closed. Cars and buses head to the lower deck, and the Lincoln will be better than the Holland when they close a lane for road work. Also, Outer Bridge Crossing, that seems to be backing up a little bit leaving New Jersey. They may be setting up construction. Traffic every 15 minutes. Nick Shaport at 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
Get ready for fall.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have a clear to partly cloudy sky through the overnight hours. Low temperatures will be within a few degrees of 50. A little bit cooler as we head throughout Tuesday. A good deal of sunshine. A nice day for early October, though. High temperatures into the upper 60s. A clear sky Tuesday night. Many areas down into the 40s for an overnight low. We'll be in the low 50s near the coast. Wednesday looks very nice again. Sunday to partly cloudy. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
In Andover, it's 52 degrees, Monroe, 60, and Seaside Heights, 60 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 50 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Dennis and Junior Rewind, next.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel. Find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.